Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The thing is, when you've got a banger from a band like Death Cab for Cutie, who have so many bangers, it all bleeds together a little bit.
Excuses, Jordan.
The 6 a.m. alarm clock banger for today is Death Cab for Cutie's Soulmate's Body, and I am supposed to guess when it came out, and it all bleeds together.
The question you had for me earlier, you were so close.
Wait, it wasn't on the album Plans?
It was on Plans.
Okay, so at least I got the album right.
Yeah. So if you can think of when that album was released.
This is like trying to figure out when a Rolling Stones song came out. You know, there's just or a Beatles song. I'm sorry. I don't know when All You Need Is Love came out.
You're saying you don't know?
No, I'll guess. And I am, Buzz Family, the one that put myself up to this. So don't feel bad for me right now. Plans. I lived in Seattle. 06. If you say 07, I'm going to punch myself in the face.
05.
That was what I first thought.
Then go with your instincts.
Have you noticed I'm always one off?
It's been a pattern recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always one off. Anyway, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
I'm wondering if this is how we work now, you and I.
What do you mean?
I mean, I have been teaching you, and you've been doing such a great job learning how to do this on-air thing, which I've been doing for 12 years, which you've been doing for, like, a year, but, like, really refining it over the past couple months.
Yeah.
And now that's bleeding into our personal lives, and you're getting way too good with the teases.
Well, I didn't realize that's what we were doing, but I just gave you some information, because that was the most important part, and you just came back with me quite the assumptions.
Buzz fam, 6:03 p.m. Not sure what you were doing. Basically, 12 hours ago. But I was on my couch with no bra on, as usual. And I get a text from Chris that says, I'm about to eat steak on a paper plate. No, styrofoam. A styrofoam plate. How do you respond to that? Me? I'm thinking that he's eating steak at home with his wife, and I have no idea what happened to all of his dinnerware. So I go, what the F, Chris? Why? Ew, that's gross. And then he proceeds to fill me in with the details. Chris, yeah, just go.
I was camping with Alex's grandparents.
Your wife's grandparents.
Yes. And we were just in their camper, and of course, you don't always have the hard plate, so...
But
how'd you feel about it?
You did this to me yesterday during, or a couple days ago during On This Day in History with the Buffalo Soldier thing.
I did that to you?
Yeah. You could be like, oh, whoa, Jordan, maybe you shouldn't finish that sentence right there because I don't think it's going to be appropriate. I'm sitting here going, oh, gross. What? In my head, why does he have no dinnerware at all at his house? Why is he eating off of a paper plate? Also, I just had dinner off a paper plate, so. But I wasn't camping. I was at my house.
Jordan, that's even worse.
I know.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
There's a piece of paper sitting here on the board, Buzz Family. And usually those are passive-aggressive notes that we all leave the other shows for certain reasons. I've done it. They've done it. We've all done it. But today, this was very nice because it was typed up. And it wasn't a passive-aggressive note, unless you... Would you consider this a passive-aggressive note?
It possibly might could be considered one.
Okay, it is SlimFast's COVID test results. Just sitting here.
Should that be just sitting there?
I don't know. Now I've touched it.
Don't put your face to
it. I was just smelling it to see what it smelled like. I don't know. It's a piece of paper.
Oh.
His nasal swab results say negative.
Wait. Is that good or bad?
I don't know, but I just also realized the patient's date of birth, 6/19. Damn, I missed his birthday.
Oops.
Shoot, sorry, SlimFast. But yeah, this is...
don't be touching it.
When I saw this in here, I felt weird.
Did it... Why?
Isn't this embarrassing? You know, like... Not that it's ever happened to me, but when you get an STD and you find out, then you got to go to the doctor and then they tell you to call everybody that you've done it with and tell them. That's so embarrassing. This COVID thing is like walking that same exact line, right? Because you get it and then you got to tell everyone. Then everyone thinks that you're disgusting and infected with something and no one wants to be around you.
Are people correlating that with this?
Well, I am, and maybe they are now.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Oh, Jordan, on this day in history, something closes that was a former workplace of Becky F. Remember her?
Becky F., the teacher that you hung out with in real life and you went on a couple vacations with?
And they still owe her $300?
You still haven't paid her back?
No.
You still haven't paid Becky F. back? She lives in St. Louis?
That's the last known place of her. I'm just waiting for her to contact me so I can pay her back.
When was this?
We went on this trip in 2007. So it's been 13 years.
She did try to get a hold of you, though, if I remember this. And Buzz Family, we are doing some throwback right here. This is at least something we talked about last year. Chris's teacher, Becky F. Did we have an episode called Find Becky F? There was a hashtag that started, like...
I think so.
...trending. People were like, find this Becky F. Chris needs to give her money back. Wait, what year is the thing... That happened.
This would have happened in 88.
1988. On this day, 1988. She worked there?
Mm-hmm.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to make assumptions. I definitely don't want to make assumptions. Yeah. But I did not. You know how we were like, oh, maybe she wanted to be your friend. Oh, maybe she... Kath wanted to Laterno you.
Yeah.
I'm going with the second one now.
You are?
After. Ooh, find out what we're talking about.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends.
Now that it is the 31st of July, I can finally say how I've really been feeling. This month.
Is...
Going by so slow.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
But it's the last day of the month.
Yeah, but it feels like it's taken 800 years to get here. This month feels like the second longest of the year, especially with the fact that it's been raining out. 31 days in July. Who did that?
I don't know. We should have all the same numbers.
Right. Because rent. I feel like rent should be different on months that you have 31 days.
Yeah, we should pay by the day, so that way we get a little break in February.
There, people stormed the City Hall yesterday. Saw it in the news because of all these landlord-tenant rules and like stuff that's happening to people who can't afford to pay their rent right now. Mm-hmm. So I guess what we just said is not relevant. Like maybe we'll talk about that later. All right, kick it off right now. What happened on this day, July 31st, 2019?
Well, Woodstock 50 is officially canceled because of a myriad of problems.
That's the perfect way to say that. It was just problem after problem after problem.
Yeah.
All living out in the news. They used a really sad photo of John Fogerty every single time that they would do an update. I remember this from last year, and I used to be like, don't do John Fogerty like that. Leave that guy alone. What did he do?
On this day in 2012, Michael Phelps breaks the record for the most medals won at the Olympics, previously set by a woman in 1964. Here's the moment after he won his 23rd medal.
I'm has finished, the greatest Olympian, the greatest swimmer, more medals, gold medals than any other Olympian, past or present.
I am so excited to watch that new documentary on HBO that you told us about last week.
Oh, The Weight of Gold?
Yeah, yeah, the one that is about the psychological struggles of Olympic athletes after their Olympics are over.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
What a good weekend!
Right?
Oh my God!
On this day in 2006, Fidel Castro hands over power to his brother, Raul. What? What are you raspberrying for?
I wouldn't give my brother $5. I wouldn't. No, you know, actually, the psychic that I went to go see a couple weeks ago, last week, she said someone was trying to get a message from the other side to my brother. And I told the psychic, I will pass. If he wants to get a message from the other side, he can pay for his own damn reading.
When's the last time you told your brother you loved him?
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday.
Oh.
What?
Before that?
Well, the day before, we talk all the time. What?
Nothing at all. Shall we continue? On this day in 1995, Jamaica issues a commemorative stamp honoring Bob Marley.
I'm not touching anything Bob Marley for the next 6 months.
That might be good, Jordan.
Buffalo Soldier.
You thought it was an actual...
Okay, let's... No, I never told you what I thought it was. I wrote down that sentence 200 times as penance.
On this... I've got something in my throat today.
My God, what is it?
I don't know. A turtle.
What? It's supposed to be a frog, bro.
Well, frogs usually go away. This one's just, like, harvesting in there and just nesting.
Turtles smell. Have you noticed that? I had a friend that had a turtle. They stink.
Don't all animals kind of stink?
But those turtles are just like, oh, God, is there a turtle in here?
On this day in 1988, the last Playboy Club, which happened to be in Lansing, Michigan, closes.
This is what we were talking about before the commercials. Tell the Buzz family what that other fact is.
Yeah, Becky F. used to work at one of the Playboy Clubs as a bunny.
That is the teacher that took you on vacations with her.
Yeah.
And that wanted to have a good friendship with you.
Yeah.
And she worked at the Playboy Club at one point. Damn, she must have... Good on you, Chris.
Here's some bunny training.
Now we've got to go onto the bunny dip, which is what we use when we serve a customer. So we go backwards during the bunny dip. Arch your back like that. It brings you much closer to the table.
Sounds like they're training airline attendants. Not Playboy bunnies.
On this day in 1966, radio stations all over the country announced that they will burn the Beatles' records after John Lennon says they are more popular than Jesus. Here's one of the radio announcements.
If you, as an American teenager, are offended by statements from a group of foreign singers, then we urge you to take your Beatles record, and on the night of the Beatles' appearance, they will be destroyed in a huge public bonfire.
In a magazine interview a while before that, it took a while for this to catch on, John Lennon said, quote, "We are more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity." Never to put hate on people that believe in a faith. Like, good for you. I'm so glad that you do. And I would never doubt that. But at least at that moment in life, could he have been right? The Beatles more popular than Jesus? I mean, we weren't around, so I guess we can't take a poll.
Would it be blasphemous to say, to agree?
Yes, it's blasphemous to even read this, Chris. 1,000 Hail Marys and a plague on your house.
Boy, that'll take a while. On this day in 1964, the Ranger 7 launches, and here's what that mission was about.
On July 31, 1964, the mission of the Block 3 Ranger flights was to obtain television pictures of the small-scale topography in selected areas of the lunar surface.
This was the first time that we got actual close-up, air quotes, high-definition photos of the moon's surface.
I don't know why we had to go all the way up to outer space to do that. I could just do a photo shoot here with my moon.
Yeah, that's the same.
It's got craters. God! I hate improv comedy. It's so self-deprecating.
On this day in 1945, John Giles attempts to escape from Alcatraz. Here's essentially a podcast from 1945 talking about him.
Giles attempted that escape less than 2 months ago, Commissioner Valentine. July 31st.
And I understand, Chief Halverson, that his failure broke him. He's no longer the escape artist, but a broken wreck of a man.
You're right. They did tell that story in 1945 in a radio program that basically was like one of the first podcasts.
Yeah, called Gangbusters.
Proud of you.
On this day in 1932, Enzo Ferrari retires from racing, but it'll be 18 more years before he starts here.
Starts what? Building Ferraris? Yes.
Yeah. Music to my ears.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot.
I'm going to take my clothes off.
I had a Porsche, and that thing was so expensive every time it needed to get fixed, but I would do it because of what it felt like when you would take your keys into your left hand, because that's where you put your keys in a Porsche.
You
turn it, and it sounded like you turned on, like, an 18-wheeler. Totally worth it. You know my nickname for, or what I called my Porsche, was Marilyn.
Marilyn? Why?
After Marilyn Monroe. Because she was a very expensive, beautiful lady.
Next time, can you not buy a previously modified Porsche from someone who didn't know what they were doing?
We don't need to get into that part of the story. Oh, okay. Damn, Chris, let's move on to 1928.
On this day in 1928, MGM's Leo the Lion roared for the first time on their first talkie, White Shadows on the South Sea. Now here's the roar as we know it. And here is the original roar.
I think that's my stomach, usually around 8 o'clock, Chris.
Okay.
There were actually 7 different lions that were used as Leo. So that makes sense why they sound different. Their names were Slats, Telly, Coffee, Tanner, George, Leo, and a female one named Jackie.
Aw, Jackie the Lion.
Jackie the Lion. You're going to hear her roar. What about unofficial holidays? Oh, we usually do one. You got two today?
Well, it's Harry Potter's birthday. Apparently that's a big deal.
It is. To anyone that is slightly younger than us. Read all the books. But that means he's a Leo.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It is System Administrator Appreciation Day. So I would like to give a shout out to our System Administrator, Sterling, who takes care of all of our problems when we don't know what to do. Thank you, Sterling.
You think he heard that? You think he isn't a diehard Johnny Dare fan and not listening to our crap in the morning? Come on.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Couldn't find my controller for a little bit yesterday, so I couldn't change the channel. And baseball was on.
How was that?
It was interesting because obviously there's a new thing where there's no fans in the stadium. And I wanted to see the vibe a little bit. And I did, and it just felt weird.
How so?
Well, I watched the Royals versus the Tigers, and they would pan over to the cardboard cutouts that were in the stadiums. They were just, it just seems unnecessary to me.
Yeah? How many? Was it full? Was it?
It was full, yeah. It was just unnecessary. I don't know.
Why don't you like them?
I don't know. It just, again, the only word that I could think of was like, that was a tree. And now it's some a-hole's face. Okay. So, .. Thanks. How long does it take a tree to grow back? Oh, I don't know. Just a couple hundred years. Cool. We needed that. But also, what really turned me off was the sounds. They were pumping in fake sounds. Crowd sounds.
Did it sound... How'd that sound?
It's almost like someone was DJing the baseball game, because there was the normal crowd roar, like, you know, whatever you hear when you're at a game. But of course, that wasn't a live, real sound, because there's nothing but cardboard cutouts all over the place. And then when something would happen, like someone would strike out, they'd hit the appropriate button and make it, you know, go like, oh, or if something exciting happened, the person that was DJing the Royals versus Tigers game, the crowd noise would hit like something exciting and you hear them go like, yeah, like when the ball would get hit. You just, they were the perfect sounds, but it was just so fake. And it reminded me of when you're watching an adult video and you're like, girl, you're lying. You're lying. That doesn't feel that good. Come on. Come on.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Did you grab that new Billie Eilish song? Because that brand new Bastille, What You Gonna Do, just inspired me. Let's play the new Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
What? Why are you saying it like that?
Well, I was expecting more of a slapper.
Okay, wow, that is not a word, Chris. No, I'm just excited for any new Billie Eilish. She dropped a new song last night, and it is just going to be good to finally have something that isn't like that slow bummer No Time to Die song.
Shall I just
let you go? Can't you hear me? I'm not coming home.
Billie Eilish's new song, My Future, streaming on wherever the hell you want to stream that right now, but I want something happy. Let's do this.
Silver on the bus.
Chris, my good friend's birthday is coming up really soon. Not, I know yours is coming up in September, but before that, my really good friend, her birthday is coming up, and I want to get her something really good because she got me something great for my birthday.
Oh, what did she get you?
Well, you know that mask that you see every time you walk by a CVS's toy department? It's the glasses with the bushy eyebrows and the nose that's attached to it. And then there's a little mustache attached to it. It's called the Groucho Marx.
Yeah.
Always wanted one of those.
Why is that such an amazing gift?
Because I randomly once said that. I've always wanted one of those. I've never got one before. And she remembered that and bought me the Groucho Marx.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you have any pictures of you in this mask?
No.
Why not?
The mustache was like a little too Hitler-y
to
be posted on the internet with the Groucho Marx. They really need to update that. But it was a really thoughtful gift. She was paying attention to something that I randomly said, probably wrote it down on her phone. And then months and months and months later, that was so sweet.
Oh, those are the best ones.
It really is. And so I need to find the perfect gift for her. And after thinking about it, we have a running joke. I don't need to get into it. Just we have a running joke. And so I decided to get her this thing and then have the joke engraved on it. It's a good gift. After all of that, I was like, oh, I hit this out of the park. This is going to be a good gift. She's going to be excited. You know when you give somebody, when you've got something, you're like, that person's going to be really excited about this gift. That's how I felt. And so I ordered it and it shipped. And yesterday, I wanted to do that thing where, I'll admit it, I know a lot of us do it, where you want to, like, relive the explosion of serotonin in your brain. So you do what you did before to kind of relive it. Like, I decided to look up the joke.
Okay.
So that I could be like, oh, yeah, that's going to be a great thing engraved on this thing that I got her. And then she's going to love it, right? And so I just wanted that, like, feeling of, yeah, I did a good job. So I looked up our joke and...
What?
I got it wrong.
Wow. Yeah.
There's some wording that is different on it, and it changes the whole damn thing, and it's already been engraved, and it's already... It was pretty expensive, and they can't take back an engraving.
Can you blame them for the mistake?
I mean, there's receipts. There's me typing in, and then you know when you do any engraving on any website, it's like, are you sure, idiot? And then there's another thing that's like, spell check... This word might not be right. Are you sure, idiot? And then they're like, all right, final question. Are you sure that you want this engraving exactly like this on this thing? And I'm like, yes, I do. But now it's wrong. It's wrong.
So now what?
I don't know. Do I own it? or do I get another one? It was rather expensive.
I think you need to own this.
But this is like, this is an expensive mistake, you know? And it's like, ah, damn it, I should have fact-checked this thing before, but I didn't. And because of that, I mean, the good thing is, though, between her and I, the running joke is exactly what I had engraved on it. It's just if she ever decides to look it up, then she's going to be like, Jordan, you're an idiot.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Jordan, have you looked at my Facebook at all since last night-ish?
I have not. Oh, God. What did you do? What did you do?
No. I have something to show you.
Okay.
Press play.
It's your baby.
Yeah.
She's 10 months.
10 months yesterday.
Little Cora, 10 months yesterday. Press play. What an Android phone. I don't know what it is. She's standing.
Yeah.
My baby is standing.
She's standing and she's walking.
Your baby.
My baby is she stood up yesterday for the first time and she's walking on her own. She didn't need any help.
Oh my God, Chris, congratulations.
Thank you. This is amazing. She stood up, walked several feet to my wife, and we both witnessed it at the same time. We looked at each other and just burst into fits of joy.
So this is the absolute first time, because I know that she's been crawling and kind of like holding your hand and playing like the step on daddy's toes and we walk around like this game.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this really like the first time that she did it on her own?
This is the complete first. She was just standing there, had our keychain, and was walking and did the 3-4 steps, and she was so, her eyes lit up. She was so proud of herself, and she started laughing, and she just started walking all over the place just yesterday.
Oh no. They grow up so fast.
Yeah.
10 months and she's already walking. How did it feel? This is your first child, 10 months. And how did it feel to have your child?
We were ecstatic. We're in disbelief basically, because that's the one moment where you wait for the biggest moment my baby can walk on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday she did, and it was just so exciting to see what we created is actually forming into a human that's evolving.
You remember before you had her when you compared her to a dresser?
Yeah.
I know. I keep giving you crap about that. But it is one of those things where it seemed for you that you needed to have that experience. And all of a sudden you're like, this is not an inanimate object
that sits
in my bedroom. It is a person.
Yeah, but she got really excited, and then she started walking up, and then her equilibrium isn't quite balanced yet, so she did fall.
Has she been drinking?
No, just from the tap.
Okay.
And my wife said something that broke me.
Oh God. What'd she say?
When she told me, I was, the lights were off, and I was basically trying to go to bed, but my lips started trembling. My eyes started to water, and I was full on crying what she said.
What did she say? She didn't say she has COVID, right?
No.
Thank God.
She said...
What did she say?
She said...
You want to do it in sign language?
She no longer needs us to walk.
Your
and
daughter?
I know it's just such a small thing, because one of my favorite things was her reaching and looking for my hand to help her walk. And now she doesn't need that. And this is the first thing where, no, she no longer needs us.
Oh, my God, Chris.
And it hit me like a bag of bricks, and this is just the smallest first thing. I don't even want to know what it's going to be like for graduating or marriage or car or anything like that. This is... Whew.
Wow.
Yeah. It's real.
Chris, just because she doesn't need your hand to walk anymore... Does that mean that she doesn't need you? Because believe me, financially, just think a little bit ahead. You're a frugal guy.
Yeah.
Financially, she's going to need you for a long time. She might be one of those people like me, 38 years old, still in the parents' phone bill.
And
then you
got
to cut her off and be like, come on. No, but she needs you to eat. She needs you. This is amazing. Yeah, now you guys can walk together.
I know, but she would... search for my finger and then hold on to it and get so excited and pull herself up, and she doesn't need me anymore for that.
I have a feeling, and I have no experience whatsoever, but that you should probably bottle how you feel right now.
Yeah.
And put it away somewhere for when she hits the terrible teens and she hates you, just so you can remember why, like, you even had her.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Wow, the dichotomy of what is going on right now on the text line is like, oh my God. It's like deep feelings and then vapid stuff. Chris, I ran out,
mm-hmm.
turned to the bathroom, came back, and you're again We're crying.
I was bawling. Someone texted in, the sad thing is you won't realize the last time is the last time until it's already passed. The last time they call you daddy. The last time they want or need you, and the last time they ask you to pick them up. I can't handle it right now.
You're talking about how your daughter just had her first steps
yeah.
last night. And congratulations. That is amazing.
I'm so emotional right now.
And that's the kind of text that you're getting. While, on the other hand, Christian, I usually like to bump Lana on rainy days because it connects with my inner hoe. But I love listening to you guys so much because I get a good laugh. I love Christian. I usually bump Lana on rainy days. That's exactly what I do, too. I love listening to Lana Del Rey when the weather is like this.
Mm, love Lana.
Because it connects with my inner hoe. Christian, this one's for you. I feel like Prince Charming right now because I have messaged Christian and Christian has not messaged me back. All right, Christian, it's fine. I got this glass slipper. I'm good.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. Fountains of Wayne's?
See, that's why I did that earlier today. You looked at me stupid. I was just going to let it go. Fountain of Wayne's. Damn it.
Fountains of Wayne's.
The lead singer.
Yeah, Jordy Porter. He shared a new single with his new band, Berlin Waltz, and a new song called Sunsick Moon, and his new album will release this fall.
And we're telling you all of those details about Fountains of Wayne because you have proven to care so much about them that we will change how we feel.
And yesterday, Casey Tennant disrupted the evictions court yesterday at the courthouse, but they say that they won't be extending the eviction moratorium. And McDonald's is closing.
You ever squatted somewhere?
Like not paying?
Mm-hmm, just like, forget it. I'm going to live here now.
No, but I want to.
Okay, well, you probably could do that. I have a feeling that that's going to happen a lot because of the rules and ways that they are forcing people out of their homes.
McDonald's is closing some stores. They will be down from 13,000 to 12,800. And you don't need a membership to shop at Costco if you have a gift card.
Riveting news that I helped you pick today. You know, sometimes, Buzzfam, the news is either so dark that you got to find something else or it's so bleak that you just do it. But, all right, what do we got for the 8 o'clock news?
Well, Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift might possibly make some history with the 2020 VMAs.
Oh, my God, are they going to do what Madonna, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera did?
You can only hope, right?
Yeah, and the snake. Don't forget the snake.
Well, Billie Eilish is the first artist in history to get 2 Video of the Year nominations while still being a teenager. Okay. And if Taylor Swift wins her nomination for Best, she will join Eminem, Britney Spears, and Beyonce as artists who have won it 2 years in a row.
Did you just say that Taylor Swift was nominated for Best? You didn't put any describer in there at all. I completely agree. And let me tell you, the majority of the people on this planet also agree. Just Best.
Best.
And the winner of Best is Miss Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And they will be bringing Best Alternative Rock Video. Which they say hasn't been around since 98.
I just want to punch myself in the face. All right, let's keep going. What up, locally?
Hot Country Nights makes a comeback for the first time since coronavirus closures. They have 100 tables set up, socially distanced, so you can enjoy the concert. But they say it will be a homegrown session, which is an intimate live music experience featuring local bands.
All right, where is this?
KC Live Block.
Okay. So they're going to be doing, because we did a story on this last week with the social distancing and you got to wear your mask unless you're at your table kind of stuff. But I saw this on the news yesterday. They're giving people who need to get out a place to safely go as safe as possible. But they also completely understand if you are not in the place where you want to go out and do anything. Yeah. So, cool.
And O Magazine is featuring Breonna Taylor on the cover. Which is historical, as it's the only time Oprah has not been
on it. Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
She makes her own magazine, and she has been on the cover of that since it came out in like the late 90s or early 2000s.
She stepped aside from one of the final prints of the magazine and dedicated it to Taylor by declaring, "If you turned a blind eye to racism, you become an accomplice to it." And on the cover are the words, "Her life matters."
Beautiful.
And Dr. Fauci suggested yesterday that Americans should consider wearing goggles or a face shield in order to prevent spreading or catching COVID if they have one.
Because I mean,
the mucus of our eyes.
Okay, no. We get it. Okay. I'm in. Whatever's going to make this thing end fast enough. If whatever I got to do at this point. I know we are all just ready for this to be gone. Goggles. Like swimming goggles? Because I got a ton of those.
That'll work.
If they are too tight, though, you look really weird when you take them off. I just want you to know that.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
When the hell does this happen? You know how things are good the way that they are?
Yeah.
Logins, websites, whatever. And then, for some strange reason, they got to change everything. They're doing that at our company, like, all the time. Every 5 seconds, there's a new email that you have to read that's like 25K about why they need to make this move to this other place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this happens to other members of the Buzz family with their jobs, but I've just kind of been deleting and ignoring those emails because it's
not good.
I know, because if I don't take the action, I'm the one that's screwed. But I'll still be like, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, like when you open your computer up and it's like, hey, you have 6 new updates, and you click remind me later.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's 10 years later and you're still using Windows 3.0, but who cares? Well, they just did one of those switches with one of our logins for the company that I definitely need to access today. And instead of having our username, it says put your email address in and then your password. And I remember seeing a giant bright like stamp on this website last week when I was using it that said, don't forget to sign up for your email because we're about to change the login for this. And it said, don't forget. And I would log in. I'd be like, I won't forget. I won't forget. Damn it, I forgot. Well, I just got confronted with the enemy, which is the brand new login page for this thing that I have not registered.
So what are your options?
I just typed in my username and password and it still worked.
What?
Yeah, I know. That never happens. That never happens. It's like when you type in your password sometimes and it's like, no, that's not it. And you're like, no, that is it, bitch. I know. I know my password. I came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
So you can do your thing now?
Oh, yeah, it's Diamonds Direct.
Oh.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the Buzz.
Just because someone has a blue check mark next to them on Twitter does not mean that they're an expert. It means they're verified, but they're not an expert. And I'm mad about something going around Twitter right now from the Daily Meal. It's a website that is verified on Twitter. And they're saying the best burgers in each state.
Ooh. You're mad about this?
Yeah.
Why?
Why do you think?
Because the burger that you like the best didn't make the list?
No, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It's the magic of radio.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had you read how they picked out.
Yeah, they dug through online reviews, combed through existing best of lists, both in print and online, and they took their 101 best burgers in America and kind of recalculated and tallied that to come to the best burger in each state.
According to this website, thedailymeal.com, Missouri, it's Winstead's. Out of all the burger places that we have in Kansas City, in Missouri, Winstead's is what thedailymeal.com is saying is the best burger in Kansas, Missouri. Let's do Kansas.
What's the best burger in Kansas?
According to thedailymeal.com, Kansas, it's the Cozy Inn.
Where's that?
In Salina?
That's far away, isn't it?
Is that really where you're stuck on this right now? That the biggest burger, that the best burger, according to this website, in Kansas is just far away? Not the fact that it's at an inn that no one has heard of.
Yeah, I suppose. Does that mean it's at like a motel? The best burger's at a motel?
That's what it sounds like to me. And I don't think so. And you don't have anything best at a motel. It's gross. I mean, let's see. I lived in California. Let's see what they're saying about that. I can gauge this off of other places. Where did you live?
Okay. I've lived in Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota.
All right. Iowa. Zombie burger in Des Moines.
I've heard of that.
Okay, but you haven't been there.
No.
Where else?
Minnesota.
Matt's Bar in Minneapolis, according
with the Juicy Lucy?
Yeah, because that information is just like right here on this black and white website for me, Chris. I've never been to Minneapolis.
Yeah, that is a Juicy Lucy. I've had that a few years ago, and it was amazing.
Oh, my God. And the legendary Juicy Lucy. Guess what, Chris? I just gave you crap, but yes, it is written right here on this website. Well, you said you lived in one more state.
South Dakota.
Black Hills Burger and Bun Company in Custer.
That's on the western side of South Dakota where nobody lives.
They got a good burger there, I guess. Let's see. I'm from Maine. Maine says BRGR, Burger Bar in Portland. I think that is a chain, which sounds about right. The best burger in Maine comes from some chain somewhere. Let's see. I lived in Washington State.
What's their best burger?
Sam's Tavern in Seattle.
You had that? No. Are you disagreeing with it? You've never had it?
No, I don't think I've ever had it. Lots of things have changed since I lived in Seattle. I moved away in 2010. Now it's just like completely different. Yeah. Let's see. I lived in Georgia. Ooh, the Vortex.
You had that?
Oh, that is a good burger. Right in Atlanta. I mean, look at this thing. It's got, look at this thing. Describe this thing.
Ooh, you just got a simple two pieces of bread and a big, thick, juicy piece of meat surrounded by a slice of cheese and is that a piece of tomato?
Probably. You got to throw in a vegetable here and there, even if it's probably fried. Yeah. You see this thing? And then it's surrounded by tater tots. Oh, my God. This is why I was so fat in Atlanta, dude.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
On Fridays, after this talk break, I basically turn into Fred Flintstone. Whenever I hit the next song, I go yabba dabba doo, and then I slide down a dinosaur and I punch out and I go home.
Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm. Because my day is over finally. Because I try to put all my stuff on Thursday, actually, so that on Friday it's just like yabba dabba doo. Yes. I'm out.
I love it.
But my work day is over after this. Yours is not, Christopher.
Oh, no, not yet. I've got something going on at 2 p.m. today.
Tell the Buzz family what it is. I'm so excited.
I am interviewing T.J. Miller. He is a funny man who's also dabs in the acting, but it'll be at 2 p.m. on the Buzz's Instagram.
You can watch it live.
Yeah.
Your last one was really good, man.
Yeah, I heard T.J. is a handful.
Welcome to what it's like to do interviews with people. Yes.
So I'm excited, yes. But I did some research last night to hopefully get him some good questions and... We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah, check it out. It's Buzz Instagram, mm-hmm. Instagram Live today, this morning, whatever.
2 p.m.
Whatever time of day that is for you. And it was very interesting because you and I, you know, it's been a weird week.
Yes.
And since I took a day off, I felt kind of bad that mm-hmm. I did that to you, just threw that in there. So, you know, I offered to do a little bit more work than I normally do the next day so you could rest.
Yeah.
And I... you messaged me yesterday around 4 o'clock mm-hmm. and said, hey, will you do the news sweep again today? I've got an interview with T.J. Miller I've got to prep for. And yeah. I said, when did this switch? Of course I did it because you're amazing. And I know that you were overwhelmed and that's why I did it. But like, when did this switch? Where it's like, hey, you do the bitch work, Jordan. I've got to go talk to someone famous.
Oh, is this... mean it's about to be Chris?
Oh, don't. Are you going to do that? You're going to what?
Minders and friends?
Not unless you hit me with a bus and then you back over me with that bus and then you chop my body parts up into little pieces and then you scatter me all over, I don't know, the forest somewhere.
Did you read my diary?
Thank God we have security in our building.
If you need your Jordan Silver and friends fixed during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.